là, ouh là là, ouh là là.
All right, greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to your Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bites for the weekend of November 15th through 17th, 2019. I am your earthly host, Abby Larico, joined by my otherworldly co-host, Doria Olmos.
Out of this world.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about that meteor.
Meteor, that
came crashing into our atmosphere. Apparently, it broke the sound barrier.
Really?
It was about 20 pounds. Totally crazy. Like, that's the story that I can't really quite give up yet this week. It was just so cool. I'm waiting to see if anybody capitalizes on this and makes, like, a meteor milkshake or something.
That'll be fun, yeah.
That's kind of what our day was on Monday, was a meteor milkshake. It was cold. It was icy. It wasn't, minus the delicious part, but
yes,
only in St. Louis, people. Interesting day. And, you know, that was captured on cameras all over the viewing area, which is kind of timely because our episode this week is all about using your phone to eat.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes. And make other people jealous in the process.
Exactly. So Dory and I had been talking about doing an episode about Instagramming your food for quite some time because it's such a thing. We've reminded you time and time again, we're not restaurant critics. We like to kind of spread our wings.
We're
fans and try different things. And we always take pictures. I have so many pictures on my phone of food that I don't do anything with.
Yes. I am the same way. And I get criticized every time I take a picture and we're out at a restaurant and Jason's like, are you going to post that anywhere? Are you just taking pictures?
I'm like,
well, now I've got this podcast thing that I do, so I can.
Right.
It's my excuse.
Exactly.
But then I'm too embarrassed because I'm like, it's not good enough to post.
Right. We've all been there. And so hopefully Isaiah Johnson, who's a professional product photographer, but he really emphasizes his work with food, he will have some tips for all of us. And I learned something. I learned quite a bit, actually.
Me too.
From what he had to say. And he tells us basically the bottom line is, take pictures of your food. It's a good thing. And one of my favorite things about this episode was learning why it's scientifically a good idea to take pictures of your food.
I love that.
Exactly. So make sure you listen to the most recent story episode, which is in your podcast. Dory, what did we wind up calling that one?
Picks or it didn't taste good.
Yes.
Caught me off guard there for a second.
I was like, it's in my feed and you think about it. And I was like, that's what I do. I catch you off guard to pick up the things that I've forgotten. But that's what co-hosts are for, right?
That's what I'm here for, yep.
So again, and also speaking of Instagram and it being the topic of our story conversation, also keep in mind, slide into our DMs because we're still looking for feedback from all of you about what you like, don't like, want more of, want less of, and everything in between when it comes to Abby Eats St. Louis content. Because, you know, we're about 6 months. We realized before we started recording, we're going to hit the 6 month mark.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we're doing the best possible podcast for the people. Now, on to some food news, shall we?
Yes.
And maybe, probably, I would say, if I had to come up with the most frequently named restaurant in any Abby Eats St. Louis news segments, this first one might be it.
Yes.
Always making news.
Clementines.
Yes.
Yes. They're always in the news. And for another great reason this time, their gooey butter cake ice cream just won the best new flavor in the country.
Wow.
Woo!
I love that.
And it's such a good flavor too, right? We've talked about it. We love it. The National Ice Cream Retailers Association said that gooey butter cake was the bomb.
I love it.
We agree.
Yes. And congratulations to them. Round of applause. And also, Tamara made an appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
I missed it, but I heard it was happening.
I haven't watched it yet either, but I need to. And so cool, so fun. And
yes.
So St. Louis. And the other thing that I thought this reminds me of is that in our episode with her and talking all Clementine stuff, how she said that cookies and cream actually used to be a local flavor, and then now cookies and cream ice cream is everywhere.
That's
and so
right.
She predicted that gooey butter cake could be the next cookies and cream of ice cream flavors.
And it's so good.
So if you haven't gotten your hands on it yet, just go over to one of her three locations now,
yes.
I believe.
Yep.
Go to one of her three locations, pick yourself up some to sit and eat in the window, and then go home and bring some home with you, too, because you can do that.
Yes.
And make sure you get to try some of that. Congratulations. And
it's also the sexiest ice cream alive, remember? Oprah just named it that. So
yes.
It's got it going on.
Yeah, it's the John Legend of ice creams, basically.
That's what I hear. So something else big happening in St. Louis this week. We are getting a third holiday-themed pop-up bar. I think we're going to keep seeing these things kind of coming.
Is it about to be like the 12 pop-up bars of Christmas?
Christmas of St. Louis, possibly. This one's called the Jingle Bar. It's going to be at Mad Art Gallery in Soulard. It opens November 22nd, so just about 10 days from now, a week from now, and reservations are open. So another place to get your spirit on this
yes.
holiday season.
This is at least the third one. Dory, you have a really good article that links to the places where mm-hmm. you can make reservations at the other two so far and on KSDK.com. So we have Miracle, which is in Benton Park, and Sippin' Santa, which is the tiki-themed one on mm-hmm. Locust in Midtown. Also both available for reservations right now. You can get to that through KSDK.com. And
yep.
man, like, as if the holidays weren't busy enough, now you have to make reservations to go to some of these bars.
To go to a bar, right.
But you're
going to
want to do it because then you're going to see people posting pictures and you're going to wish you made reservations in November when Abby and Dory told you to. So just go and do that.
And you'll be a pro when you get there and do it because of you listening to our episode, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So speaking of getting out and doing something, it's also the season of doing something for others. And this next one gives you an opportunity to do just that.
Yes, but you also get a little something in return. Schlafly is bringing back its Cans for Cans food drive from now through December 7th. You can donate 2 canned goods at either of those Schlafly.
Easy for you. How many Schlafly's have you had so far, Dory?
Only a 6-pack. So if you go to either of those locations, you give them 2 canned goods, you'll get 1 can of either the White Lager or the IPA.
Nice.
And here's the thing, you can actually get a 6-pack of your own if you give 12 canned goods each time you visit there. So give and get and make yourself feel nice and warm, but also just do something good for our community.
Absolutely. And really, you're also saving a ton of money. I mean, canned corn is like 79 cents.
Exactly.
And it's definitely good to go out and do that for the community. And also wanted to mention the scouting for food efforts, too. Speaking of canned mm-hmm. goods, blue bags are coming out. It's blue bag season, right?
Yes. So you put those out this Saturday filled with
cool.
the canned goods and non-perishable food items. Yep. Put those
awesome.
Out on your porch.
Help those scouts out. All right. This next one is very intriguing to me. I saw it on Today in St. Louis.
Yes.
And I said, ooh.
Yes. I'm a no
sure.
on this
you're a no.
Costco is selling an eggnog wine cocktail. To me, those are just too many words put together. It's just like one extra word in there that I don't even need.
So many things.
So many things. It's $9 for the bottle. And so I did a little bit of research on this one because I was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly a wine. They think it's sort of branded that way because of some state law. So don't exactly think it's made with like grapes in it.
Okay.
It's more of just a eggnog cocktail. And if you look at the bottle, it's this white, creamy color that does not look appetizing to me. But if you're an eggnog person,
you're not
you
an
would
eggnog
like
person, are you?
I am not, no.
I feel like I'm not an eggnog person, but then I also feel like I am. It depends on my mood. Like
okay.
if I'm sometimes that's just a nice little drink. I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I would definitely try this, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever had chocolate wine?
Yes, I have.
So
it's very indulgent.
Yes, I'm kind of wondering if it's that similar kind of like thicker
yes.
liquid. So, and if it's anything like most everything else you can get at Costco, it's going to be a giant bottle
it was
for
a
$9.
Giant
bucks.
Jug. Yes.
So I'm going to have to go in and get one of those and we'll do some research. Story.
Yes, you got to commit to it or invite some friends over and enjoy.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a good idea. So speaking of enjoy, let's talk about the best things we had to eat this week. And I'm actually going to go first because I'm so excited to talk about what mine is.
Ooh.
It is, so it's craft fair season in St. Louis.
Yes.
It's, you know, we have randomly in this town, you have craft fair season, you
everywhere.
Have trivia season, you have all sorts of random other things. This is craft fair season, and I went to my first craft fair of the season last weekend and tried the Devil's Breath Chili Company bread and butter jalapenos.
Whoa.
Holy moly. So Devil's Breath Chili Company is based in Southern Illinois, and it's this guy who is just like a spitfire, and he calls us over to his table, and it's just like, you gotta try these jalapenos. And I was a little skeptical because it was like early in the morning. I was not in the mood for jalapeno, but they're light and sweet. They're not too acidic.
Okay.
They're so good. I meant to bring some in
yeah,
for my sandwich today because I want you to try them. so, so good. I just feel like they'd be really good on like a burger or like on a steak sandwich or something.
Yeah, I was thinking
that.
Like a good salami sandwich or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, they were really good. And I was just thinking too, I actually bought a couple of things for as Christmas gifts while I was there from Devil's Breath Chili Company. So, but those jalapenos, man, so good.
Ooh, nice. Well, mine's a little different. I went to Retreat Gastropub this week.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Oh, so good. And I got the Wagyu flank steak with chimichurri sauce on it. It was so good. I think it's one of their standard steaks that they have on the menu. It was just seasoned so nicely, and it wasn't dried out. Even though it was kind of sliced thinly, it was juicy, and the chimichurri sauce on it was kind of a chunkier chimichurri. It was so tasty.
I love that. That sounds so good.
And it looked so pretty. Of course, I took pictures. I have not posted them because I'm insecure about how good of a picture they are, but maybe I'll post it on our Instagram anyway.
I was going to say, Dory, how about this? We're going to do the challenge where we're both going to share a picture of our food that we've posted on the Instagram.
Recently, yes.
And by that, I mean I'm going to send you mine and you're going to post it on our Instagram.
That works too.
Perfect. I love it. So that's item number one in our planner, but we have a fun weekend of things to do around the St. Louis area. So let's get to the weekend planner. This one's kind of funny. At first I was like, what are they talking about? But it's the Best of Bob Fest.
I'm so curious about this.
Bob is Broadway Oyster Bar.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Oh, so good.
Yes, Broadway Oyster Bar. If you have ever gone downtown and tried to get inside of there and said, wait, but they're having this really awesome special I want to try, but it's just so crowded and packed and I'm never going to get an opportunity to do it again. Guess what? It's back this weekend. So they're featuring everyone's favorite specials from throughout the year, along with their regular menu at the Best of Broadway Oyster Bar Fest. That is happening Friday, regular business hours, and Saturday, regular business hours. Here's a fun little trick. So they don't take reservations at Broadway Oyster Bar. Well, if you call this number, you can make a preferred seating request, which helps cut down on your wait time. So it kind of puts you in line, and they'll have you in mind so it can help cut down on that. So get your pen and paper out. It's 314-621-8811. And just go ahead and save that number because you know.
Yes, that'll come in handy.
Exactly. Before or after a Cardinals game or a Blues game or something, you're going to want Broadway Oyster Bar and be bummed that you are going to have to wait in line for it.
So, they are so good, too. And they are always packed.
Always. But hopefully this weekend would be a good time for you to stop by.
Yes. So speaking of the craft fair season, this Saturday, Schlafly is having their Winter Market and Artisan Fair. This is going to be at the Bottle Works location. A good place to kind of get your Christmas shopping started if you haven't already. Mm-hmm. Also pick up some of your favorite local produce. So it is sort of a farmer's market in a way, too.
Nice.
But there will also be a fire pit and fun activities for kids. Hey, this sounds good, though, for me, too. A hot cocoa bar and a s'more station.
Heck,
that's not just for the kids.
I
would totally
that.
Be down.
Yeah, Dory's going to be sitting there like, get out of my way,
get
kids.
Get out of my way, elbowing.
Adding a little something spiked to your hot cocoa, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Schlafly went straight from their fall festival last weekend to the winter festival.
Right into it.
That's so St. Louis.
Well, the weather this week,
absolutely.
Jesus, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I don't really know how to transition into this one. This is just, it's like loosely a food and drink related event, but I just had to talk about it because it does involve bourbon. The Beard Beer and Bourbon Fest at Ballpark Village. People love their alliterations at Ballpark Village festivals. It's hosted by the St. Louis Beard and Mustache Club. This is their first year they're doing this event. They say they want to make it an annual thing. They're raising money for Movember, you know, when you don't shave and grow out a mustache or a beard or whatever. It's in support of prostate cancer and men's health research. They're going to have contests plus bourbon and beer tastings, of course, and just a lot of guys in beards. So if that's your thing,
it sounds fun.
Head down to Ballpark Village. Absolutely. And speaking of furry things, Dory, I could transition out of that.
How about Paws for Pints? The other kind of furry, the better kind of furry.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
There's a charity event happening at Ballpark Village at the Budweiser Brew House. This is this Saturday charity event benefiting
Spray Rescue.
Spray Rescue. Oh, my goodness. Stray Rescue of St. Louis. $5 donation gets you drink deals for the rest of the time that you're there. $3 drafts, $4 wine, $5 mixed drinks. But one note, they are not allowing you to take your dog there because they're going to have adoptable dogs that are there for you to look at and hopefully take home.
Honestly, this sounds like the worst thing for me to ever go to. Because if I can get $5 mixed drinks and then potentially take a dog home with me.
Oh, man. Mia would not be happy.
No, I'd be like, Mia, guess what? I went out and brought you a new brother or sister. The only thing that would be my saving grace would be my cab, Uber, or Lyft driver not letting me bring the dog back with
yes.
me. And then I'd say, wait a minute, hold on. What did I just
do? How do I do this?
But, you know, there are a lot of pups out there who need a home, so it could be a fun little event.
That would be good, yeah.
As always, especially with the weather being weird mm-hmm. these days, make sure you double check with the event before heading out the door so that you know everything is good to go. We want to make sure you have a fun weekend. Stay safe if we get more icky weather. And let us know what you wind up getting into. We're at Abby Eats St. Louis on Instagram. You can also email us, podcast@ksdk.com. We're going to do the thing we do every time. We're going to say, please subscribe, because we want to make sure you don't miss any of our podcasts, especially that most recent one. The story episode was fun to put together.
Yeah, it was good.
So we want to hear what you have to say. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and seize the plate.